You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, cats and kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. And this week we have a very, very special show on the most popular rhythm and blues vocal group from 1951 through 1955, the Clovers. And man, the Clovers had such a great, great sound. Their sound was more focused than other groups. It's like you always knew the quality you were going to get with a Clovers record. Most of their songs were mid-tempo. They all had top-notch instrumental backing provided by Atlantic Records. Some of their songs were funny without being novelty records, and some taught a lesson, like One Mint Julep, Nip Sip, and Ting-a-Ling. Very few groups of the pre-rock and roll era were more successful than the Clovers. And it was the Clovers that was Atlantic Records' introduction to the vocal group scene. See, co-founder Ahmet Erdogan really didn't like the whole vocal group thing and kept Atlantic Records out of it, even when the Orioles and the Ravens were scoring massive hits. It was in 1951 when rival independent record label King Records started having success with the Dominoes that got Erdogan interested in competing. Since the Clovers were such an influential and special group, I thought one show just wouldn't do it. There's no way I could cover all their great records in one show. So I thought about making it two shows, but even that was a little bit restrictive. So I'm planning on doing three shows dedicated to the music, the stories, and the legacy of the Clovers. They began as a trio back at Armstrong High School in Washington, D.C. in 1946. Originally, Hal Lucas was the baritone and tenor singer. He also came up with the name Clovers because he thought it would be lucky. The other two members were tenor Billy Shelton and bass singer Thomas Woods. Soon they added another tenor, Buddy Bailey, who was also a student at Armstrong High. And then they dubbed themselves the Four Clovers. They weren't a showy vocal group. They didn't sing on street corners. They didn't even sing at school functions. Originally, they just sang in bathrooms to get that great echo. They idolized the Charioteers, the Ravens, the Orioles, the Syncopators. And soon it became clear that Buddy should be singing tenor lead and Hal should switch down to baritone. After neighborhood friend Matthew McQuater joined, Billy Shelton was out of the group. Then, when they met bass singer Harold Winley, Thomas Woods was out. Like most of the groups of the day, the Clovers' repertoire consisted mostly of pop tunes. They would hang around Washington, D.C.'s Quality Music Store, owned by the titan, Waxy Maxy Silverman. Waxy Maxy introduced the group to Lou Kreffitz, who agreed to be their manager. The first thing that Kreffitz did was get the group a recording session with Rainbow Records in New York. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby, the classic tune that was written for Eddie Cantor back in 1925, was one of the tunes they were working on at the time. The other one, entitled When You Come Back to Me, was written by their manager, Lou Kreffitz. They only recorded two songs that day for Rainbow Records, and in November of 1950, Rainbow released their first single, but unfortunately didn't put any promotion behind it. Let's hear both sides of their very first single. Here the Clovers are very green. Oh, pardon the pun. But they still sound great. Buddy Bailey is sounding fantastic, singing high tenor on these records. Here's Yes Sir, That's My Baby, backed with When You Come Back to Me, as we feature the Clovers in chronological order, playing just about everything they recorded. This is part one of a three-part series on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Yes Sir, That's My Baby. No man, I don't mean maybe. Yes Sir, That's My Baby. Now yes man, I've decided that's my baby now. By the way, when I reach that preacher, man, I'll say,
Clover's very first record, with minimal accompaniment, When You Come Back to Me, backed with Yes Sir, That's My Baby. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm featuring the Clovers in chronological order in this part one of a three-part series. That minimal accompaniment would change as soon as they were signed to Atlantic Records. No one around Atlantic, especially co-founder Ahmet Ertegun, were impressed with the two recordings they made for Rainbow. Ahmet, like most record company owners of the day, did not want their African-American group singing pop tunes. They wanted to take advantage of the gritty rhythm and blues style that was selling records across the country. This was exemplified in the success that the Dominoes were having for King Records. Ahmet Ertegun signed the Clovers and the Cardinals on the same whirlwind tour of the DC-Baltimore area in early 1951. Now finally, Atlantic had entered the vocal group age. The Clovers' first session for Atlantic was held on February 22, 1951, at Apex Recording in New York. They were backed up by Frank Cully's band, who you're actually hearing in the background here, and only recorded two songs that day. The first was Skylark, written by Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer. The second was a tune that was written at the last minute by Ahmet Ertegun. He published it under the name Nugetri, which is Ertegun backwards. But don't take my word for it. I had the opportunity of interviewing the late, great Ahmet Ertegun a couple of years ago. Let's hear how he describes how Atlantic Records signed the Clovers.
The Clovers were a Washington group, and they were also a very pop-leaning group. They liked to sing standard ballads and so forth. But we had to get them in a funky groove to get them started in our field. So in the very beginning, I was somehow forced to write some songs for them that would put them in that kind of groove. And I wrote several of their first hits, along with Rudy Toombs, who wrote One Mint Julep, which was a very big hit for them.
I wanted to ask you about Don't You Know I Love You So, which...
That was their first record on Atlantic, and it was... It was an immediate hit. It was a song I wrote at the last minute, just before we made the session.
And I read somewhere that it was your first song that you ever wrote. Is that true?
I think it is the first song I ever wrote, yeah.
Can't you see what you're doing to me?
Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? Don't you know I love you so? And I'll never, never let you go. Don't you know? Understand.
my thrill. You my chill, you my all in all. You my thrill, you my chill. You love you and always will. You my thrill, baby, you my chill, you my all in all. Who did you die?
Love that girl.
Clover's first single release for Atlantic Records, released in March 1951. That's Skylark, backed with Don't You Know I Love You So. It would rise to the number one position after 15 weeks on the charts. It would remain on the charts for 5 months, showing just how popular the Clovers had become and how steady their sales were. Their second session for Atlantic was held on the 12th of July, 1951, at the WHOM radio studios. They recorded two more tunes. The first was a great ballad called Needless, which was written by their manager, Lou Kreefetz, along with their guitar player, Bill Harris, and group member, Matthew McQuater. The second tune was Fool, 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 another Ahmet Erdogan composition. Let's kick it off with another Clover's number one smash, released in August of 51. It's Fool, 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 a song that made them so popular it got them a cover shot on Cashbox magazine. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back as we feature one of the most popular vocal groups of all time, the Clovers.
Daddy, That I met you, you looked so doggone sweet. When you walked down the street, I said, "There goes my meat." Ooh, that I was to fall for you. Oh, what a fool I was. I can't forget you, darling. Though I'm left out in the cold, I guess I still love you and will always be the same. Oh, ooh, 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 that I was to fall for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me too.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Because you're not
Wow, what a beautiful ballad. Needless, the flip side of their second single, Fool, 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 which, like their first single, Don't You Know I Love You So, went to number one on the rhythm and blues lists. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is part one of a three-part feature on the Clovers. I'll look at both sides of every single release the Clovers made chronologically. That last single was issued on Atlantic in August of 51. By December 19th, they were back in the studio cutting more sides. The highlight of that session was a tune written by noted songwriter Rudy Toombs. It's called One Mint Julep, and it became a sensation. It was issued in March of 52 and rose to number two on the R&B charts. It was kept out of the number one position by Jimmy Forrest's Night Train. But to this day, it might be the best remembered song by the Clovers, next to Love Potion number 9. They had top-notch musicians backing them up on this session, like Willis Jackson on tenor saxophone and Connie Kay on drums. But the cat who stole the show was the fantastic piano player Harry Van Piano Man Walls, whose tasty licks can be heard all throughout this record. Here are the Clovers with their third single for Atlantic, One Mint Julep, backed with Middle of the Night.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have bought it. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Her father, he said, I saw you wet. You kissed my daughter, got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter, I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry, oh, face ruin. A mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. One mint was the cause of it all. I don't want to bore you with my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got it. Six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep.
My heart. my song of love. Ecstasy has come to me. This must be heaven.
Middle of the Night and One Mint Julep, their third single for Atlantic Records. Middle of the Night went to number 3, while One Mint Julep topped out at number 2. The Clovers were one of, if not the most successful rhythm and blues vocal group of the pre-rock and roll era. That's because they maintained very high record sales for 5 straight years. Even influential groups like the Orioles weren't able to do that. But on the flip side, the Clovers never had a hit so huge that it stayed number 1 for months, like 60 Minute Man by the Dominoes or Crying in the Chapel for the Orioles. But what the Clovers gave the record-buying public was consistency, and Atlantic saw to that, picking out virtually every song they recorded for them. This was a common practice at the time. If the groups were allowed to pick out their own songs, they'd be singing pop tunes. The record company owners and A&R men knew better. They knew the sound that they were looking for, and they molded these groups after that sound. Atlantic held the Clovers' next recording session on March 18, 1952. They recorded an original tune written by their manager, Lou Kreefetz, and their guitar player, Bill Harris, called Wonder Where My Baby's Gone. The flip side of their fourth single was their third and final number one record, and it's another tune written by Ahmet Erdogan, called Ting-a-Ling. Atlantic issued this single in June of 1952, and both sides feature Buddy Bailey handling the lead vocals. Here's Ting-a-Ling, backed with Wonder Where My Baby's Gone. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the Clovers this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Son, are you blowing your top?
Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to try to wild. Well, I'm just a poor young boy, and these girls about to try me wild. The way they sing, it makes my heart go.
give her love to me.
Wonder Where My Baby's Gone, a song that topped out at number 7 during the early summer of 1952. Those are the Clovers, and a big change would soon be coming to the Clovers as lead singer Buddy Bailey was about to be drafted into the military. His last session before being drafted was held on August 7, 1952. They recorded 4 songs, but only one of them would make it to their next single. An up-tempo number written by Ahmet Ertegun called Hey Miss Fanny. It was backed by a beautiful ballad that was recorded at the previous session called I Played the Fool. Hey Miss Fanny was released in October of 52, where it rose to number 2 on the R&B lists. Here are the Clovers, as we feature the A and B side of every single they released in chronological order on this week's Juke in the Back.
Here comes Fanny walking down the street. She walks so groovy and she talks so sweet. Hey, Miss Fanny, you sure look fine. Tell me, please, will you be mine? Hey, now, Miss Fanny. Hey, now, please be mine. You've become my heart's disease. Listen to me, baby, please. You got me mad for you. Please don't drive me crazy too. Hey now, Miss Fanny. Hey now, oh, please be mine. Well, let's go out and have a ball. I love you, baby, and that ain't all. I don't care what
time anyway.
Hey now, Miss Fanny.
Till after hours.
Hey now, Miss Fanny. Hey now, oh, please be mine.
Sugar sweet, so are you. I'm just crazy about the way you do. My heartstrings just go zing zing every time you strut that thing.
Hey now,
Miss Fanny.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Clovers, and our Great 78 comes from the last session that Buddy Bailey had recording with the Clovers before he was drafted. The session was held on August 7th, 1952, and two of the songs would make up their next single, which Atlantic released in February of 53. The A-side was Crawlin', but the B-side failed to chart. It was another beautiful ballad written by Ahmet Erdogan called Yes, It's You. And it's this week's Great 78. Here are the Clovers with Yes, It's You.
Tumbling down makes a lover from a clown. Yes, it's you. Yes, it's you.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Why?
tried to hurt me. I've been fair to you. You could have told me that our affair was through. You played the game, but darling, I played the fool. Why did you leave me after all we planned? Don't try to tell me.
Played the Fool, which went to number 3 during the fall of 1952. That was the flip side of Hey Miss Fanny. Up next, the Clovers' first single of 1953. It features another tune written by Rudy Toombs of One Mint Julep fame. Here's Crawlin' as we feature the Clovers this week on The Juke in the Back.
Well, I stopped to have a little drink with a lady down the street. Never took time to think that if I drink a sneaky beat, I'd be crawling instead of bawling. I mix the cola wine with rye, drink till time for me to go. Well, she didn't bat an eye when she saw me on the floor, just a crawling, a really crawling. I poured the beer in the gin, I drink the gin with the wine. It had me really charging like a jetty 99. I was feeling mighty fine, high as any Georgia pine. Rocking steady on my legs, the floor came up and bumped my head. Man, I was crawling, oh really crawling. Really ballin'. Just then the husband broke in and threw me out in the street. I don't know what became of her, but I was really beat. I tried to drag it on, sore and full of misery. All the sneaky beat was gone, and the folks could plainly see I was crawling instead of ballin'. I was crawling.
instead of bawling. Yes, I was crawling instead of bawling. Oh, I was crawling instead of bawling. But let me tell you one thing, I ain't going there no more.
Ah, Crawlin', another cautionary tale from the Clovers, released in the early spring of 1953, where it went to number 3. Now, up to this point, the Clovers' lead singer has been Buddy Bailey. I mentioned earlier that his last session with the group before being drafted was held on August 7th, 1952. Their next session wouldn't be held until March 4th, 1953. That's 7 months in between sessions. During that time, they had hired a new lead singer named John Philip. He toured with them, but never recorded with the group. He just didn't fit in with the rest of the Clovers. So in early 1953, the group hired Charlie White, who was also under Lou Kreffit's management. White had been an original member of the Dominoes, but he left the group with bass singer Bill Brown and formed the Checkers. Charlie White would go on to form the Playboys, but in between the Checkers and the Playboys, White was a Clover. The first Clovers recording that Charlie sang on was Good Lovin', which Atlantic released as a single in June of 53. It went to number 2, backed with a real weeper called Here Goes a Fool. I think we should end this week's show with the ballad side of that single, Buddy Bailey singing Here Goes a Fool. And then next week, we'll kick off part 2 of my Clover special with Charlie White singing the up-tempo Good Lovin'. Join me next week for part 2 as we feature every single, both the A and B side, released by the Clovers in chronological order. This week's show wouldn't have been possible without the research help of Marv Goldberg and his R&B notebooks. Thanks, Marv. I'm Matt the Cat, and remember until next time, soul, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week right here in the Juke in the Back. All right, baby, let's close down part 1 of the Clovers. Here goes a fool. Goodbye, everybody.
Here I go, a silly little fool. Ooh,
here goes a fool. Wanting you back again. Here goes a fool. Whenever I pretend that you will never hurt me the way you did before, and now that I've found you again, my heart's trusting once more. Here goes a fool. The moment that we kiss, I know it's wrong, but I just can't resist you. The moment that I'm close to you, I know I'll forgive you again, and people will say, there goes a fool.
fool.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.